This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 455 for Wednesday, June 28th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are weaker on Wednesday morning, with the StatCan report on planted acres helping to pull prices lower. The July canola contract drops $29.90 at $709.40 per ton, and the November contract falls $16 at $697.90 per ton. In the survey-based StatCan report, planted canola acres for 2023 come in a little above market expectations at nearly 22.1 million and above the 21.4 million seeded last year. Total wheat acres are 26.9 million, up from the 25.2 million in 2022 and the most planted area in more than 20 years. Pressure on the Canadian oilseed is also coming from declines in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. Gains in Malaysian palm oil are trying to temper further losses. Global crude oil prices are a pinch lower, putting some pressure on vegetable oils. Canola crush margins remain on the upswing, with the November positions now more than $200 above the futures. Manitoba reports the province received as little as 2 millimeters to more than 150 millimeters of rain last week. The areas that got significant amounts say crops have improved a little. The Canadian dollar is weaker on Wednesday morning, with the loonie at 75.39 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 75.9. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale to Mexico for more than 21,000 tons of old crop corn, along with nearly 150,000 tons of new crop. The USDA is set to release its planted acres and quarterly grain stocks reports on Friday at 11 a.m. CDT. Prior to then, the department will publish its weekly export sales report on Thursday. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are down hard on Wednesday morning. The November contract tumbles 32.5 cents at $12.62 per bushel. August soy oil gives up 1.41 cents at 57.49 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal foregoes $7.30 at $392.70 per short ton. Corn is lower, with its September contract down 12 cents at $5.44 per bushel. Oats are higher, with its September contract adding 4 cents at $4.04. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker, as Chicago September loses 18 cents at $6.81. Kansas City September drops 22 cents at $8.17. And Minneapolis September falls 20 cents at $8.25.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, June 28th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.